It is the afternoon of the Torch Relay in Edinburgh. We're in Brunsfield and the south side. This is David for Citizen Relay. And we're out on the pavement because we're only a few minutes away from the Torch coming through. I'm here with Gordon. Gordon is very supportive of what's going on. We have bunting outside. Gordon, could you please introduce yourself and tell us your interest in sports and the Olympics?
Hi there. I've been playing all sorts of sports from the time I was a boy, when we kicked a ball around in the street and there were no cars. I'm really going to enjoy this passing of the torch. I didn't get out my bed for the Pope when he came by, but this is a very important occasion.
So, although the Olympics are 400 miles away, this is still, you're feeling the energy, you're still feeling part of it?
Oh yeah, I'll be tuning in every day during the Olympics. I really love the athletics, the field events, the track events, that kind of thing.
And we've got the helicopter going on overhead now, so it's all beginning to kick off. Do you feel that that we still have that Olympic spirit, or has it become, you know, too much a media circus? What's your take on that side of things?
Oh, it's obviously very commercial, but you'd like to think that it would be a drug-free Olympics and there wouldn't be any cheating. I think that's, you know, fair play. I'd like to see fair play.
So that side of the Olympic spirit still kind of supporting that, etc.? Absolutely.
True.
Okay. And will this follow through for the Commonwealth Games in a couple of years? Is this, you know, the same kind of atmosphere, same kind of spirit when it's on Scottish soil?
Well, one would hope so, definitely.
Well, that's fantastic. Like I say, there's bunting outside and we're standing here with Carver in hand. So it's a fantastic atmosphere in Brunsfield. We're waiting for the torch. Thank you very much, Gordon.
Thank you, David.